Radio News.
QL1, does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
That is fast, like rocket fast.
It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button, get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, you know what business people hate?
Stale coffee?
Ink.
Right.
We have to have it, and it's so darn expensive.
Well, Staples just cut ink and toner prices.
Really?
Add in our 110% price match guarantee, and our prices are unbeatable.
Great. Know what else every business owner hates?
What?
Paper cuts.
So true.
For unbeatable prices on ink and toner, Staples. Make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time. See store or staples.com for details.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
And here we go again. Welcome back. It is, hey, all right, I got to set the record straight now. It is the Tuesday version of the Bucket Strategy Investing program, okay? I had to keep telling myself that today. All right, if you had yesterday off, like we did, we weren't live, we had a program, but if you had yesterday off for it was Memorial Day. That's right. Then it, I forget there where we are, John, in the year. I honestly do. I honestly forget where we are in the year. But if you did, then it really, of course, seems like Monday, the version of Monday. But you want to take heart. We are one day further ahead in the week. Professor Rick Plum, here with me again from Lucia Capital Group. I'm Johnny Dean. Going to talk this hour about this whole idea of reverse mortgages. This came up, I don't know, a week or so ago, and I said we would talk about it. We're going to. You probably heard of reverse mortgages. Instead of you paying the bank to live in your house, the bank pays you. I mean, that's really kind of what the outcome is. It works sort of that way. We're going to tell you how these do work, actually, the rules, what the catch is, who should or should not consider one. So we'll talk about that coming up among many, many other topics that we've got. So we will cover as much as we can this hour. But you've got money questions, and that's really why we're here for you. Yes, you do. You can give us a call right now with those questions, comments, whatever it is. Lines are open, 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. We take the phone calls first, but you can also send your email questions and comments to us here in the studio. You can do so at our website, wealtheds.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealtheds.com. You look for the Find Your Answer link there on the upper part of the page. Professor Rick Plum, Certified Financial Planner, here with me once again. And he's here courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. We thank them for that. We're all about strategy on this program. And you know something? One of our many goals on this program that I've talked about is to make sure that you've got the financial knowledge you need to get yourself through retirement. It really is true. Knowledge is power, and in so many different fashions. And it's true in this case. The Brain Trust Advisors at Lucia Capital Group, they're here to help you out with your own retirement strategy. You can talk to an advisor off the air. If you want to just have a conference, whatever, you can give them a call at 800-644-1150. Talk about some of the stuff that we talk about on this program. You know, everyone's path in life is different. Everyone has unique goals and needs. You can talk to the Brain Trust Advisors. They'll put a personalized bucket strategy together for you. Again, the number off the air, if you want to talk off the air, 800-644-1150. And on the air, 877-PLANNER, the important number, at least for the next couple hours, 877-752-6637. So reverse mortgages. Well, we know what a mortgage is. The bank gives you a bunch of money, and you get to live in a house. And
you get to pay them back.
You get to pay them back slowly, ever so slowly, 15, 20, 30 years, sometimes 40. I don't know if they still have those, but there are some people who use some kind of 40-year plan. I mean, okay, so you know how that works. Reverse mortgages. Professor Plum, that's really not a misnomer. This really is kind of exactly how it happens.
Well, it's a reverse from your standpoint, only on half of the equation. In a traditional mortgage, as John just explained, the bank forwards you a lot of money to buy a property or against a property. They've secured it with a property. They know they're going to get paid back with the property. And then they expect you to make a monthly payment of interest and principal back to them. So you pay it back slowly over time. The difference between a traditional mortgage and a reverse mortgage is not the first step of that, where they forward you a bunch of money. It's the second step, where you're supposed to pay them back. You don't. You don't pay them back anything. The loan is outstanding, and it just kind of grows by whatever the interest rate is, and you don't have to make a payment. You don't have to pay them dime one. until you either sell the property or you die. Now, when you die, the mortgage does need to be satisfied at that time. So your kids, your heirs, whoever it is, will have to step up and pay off the mortgage. Typically, though, the kids are going to sell the house, they pay off the remaining mortgage, and they pocket whatever's left. But you don't have to carry a payment. And for a lot of people that are getting ready to retire, one of the biggest expenses that they're dealing with is the ongoing home mortgage. Whether it's going to last another 10 years or 20 or 30 years, a lot of people, they don't want to downsize. And in many cases, they've upsized after the kids got out of the house, and now they've got a mortgage that they're going to carry through retirement. But that expense is a big portion of the budget. So how do we handle that big expense? In some cases, not all, some cases a reverse mortgage can be the potential answer to that problem.
Yeah, it can be. And I don't know if this is a huge point to make, but you should understand that a reverse mortgage works better the older you are. We're going to talk more about that in a little bit. But it also shouldn't necessarily be your first line of defense when you need a little bit of extra cash to live off of, and there are fees associated with this and all that. So we're going to get into that. We're going to be talking about whatever else is important to you. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We still have a couple of lines open. We'd like you to get on board right now. We're going to take some of your phone calls, and we will also, as I said, return to some of these questions on reverse mortgage, an email or two as well. But we got some folks on hold. Let's get back to the phone lines. Again, 877-PLANNER, our number. Mike is up in Woodward, Texas. Hello, Mike.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
My broker 3 years ago, and I paid $17.60 a share for the stock. Last week, I received a packet which asked me to vote on a proposed merger of this stock, of this company, into another company. Mm-hmm. If the merger goes through, I'm going to receive $22.57 for every share I hold, plus 0.752 shares of the new company. What are the tax consequences of this?
Well, it's going to depend a little bit on what the value of the new shares are, but because you're getting some cash in the deal, there will be some potential taxable event. Now, you're going to need to talk with the company that's handling the merger, because they're going to explain how much of the basis of each of your original stocks is transferred over to the basis of the other. In a typical company merger where you're getting stock for stock and there's no cash involved, typically, if they're U.S. domestic companies, it's a tax-free exchange of the stock. The basis of your current stock goes into the basis of the new stock. You may get a different number of shares, but that's to take into consideration the different price of the different shares. But you're receiving cash, at least for part of it.
Right. And then they did define that I would get 0.752 shares of the new company, which my broker tells me is valued at $31.50, which means for each share I own, I receive, you know, the $22.57 in cash and stock at a value of $23.68.
So the current value of the stock that you have is, what is it trading on the market for?
Roughly around the $45 a share.
Okay, so they're basically, between the two pieces, the cash and the stock, they're trying to make you whole and actually a little bit better off. So most likely that whole amount will be treated as gain. But you're going to need to talk, because you are receiving cash out of the issue. They may prorate part of the basis into the cash coming back. So it may be that they're treating it as a sale of some stock and a transfer of some stock. But there will be a formula for determining how that taxable event's going to happen as they get the merger set up. But it will be a taxable event to at least some degree.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have a follow-on question. The new stock, if I sold it right away, would that be short-term or would it be long-term based on my original stock?
It should be based on the original stock.
Okay.
So it should be long-term, because you didn't just go out and buy this. It morphed in, your shareholding morphed into this new company or this new shares. Mm-hmm. So your holding period from the day you bought the stock is back to your original purchase date.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, do you like this new company?
Yeah. Is it something is it a good one for you, or what do you think?
I just bought it in whole, and I'd like to put the cash down or something else if my broker could recommend things like this. I mean, that isn't bad. I bought it for $17.60, and I'm worth now, you know, $45, so
right.
That's pretty good. And
that's not a bad deal. So if you want to just sell it, that sure changes the whole formula. That means that now it's a real easy thing to figure out how much you owe in taxes.
Yeah.
you owned one whole position, you know the basis in that. You sold the entire position, you know the proceeds from that, the difference is gain.
Right, but if I, you know, again, I was thinking if I did hold the stock, will they tell me how to figure out the gain?
There will be a formula. There will be a formula.
I see. Okay, I guess I should vote for the merger and wait for that formula.
That's your call, but there will be a formula. Will it be an easy formula? Probably not, but there will be a formula.
Right. Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, Mike, thank you for the call. Yeah, we're not going to say one way or the other whether you should vote for it. That's your prerogative. This happens. This does happen from time to time.
Companies merge.
I mean, this is what they do. Now, they're trying to make him a little bit better off, I guess, out of the deal.
Well, they're trying to merge. Basically, instead of just doing a straight stock swap, they're basically buying out part of it and stock swapping part of it. They didn't want to dilute the stock as much, or they didn't have enough cash to do the whole thing.
I suspect it was that, but who knows?
Now, usually, when you're doing just stock for stock, it is a tax-free exchange of stock. However, there was another large company in Texas that merged with another company. I think it was Texas. But it wasn't a U.S.-based company. It was a foreign company. And that one was not a tax-free exchange. And the people, when they received the new stock, the merger was more of a sale of one and a repurchase of the other, so they had to show gain up to the point.
Really? I'll have to find out what that was. All right. 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. We got some room on the phones, so if you've got questions on anything at all, doesn't matter. We're going to talk more about reverse mortgages and a bunch of other stuff. You give us a call right now. Line's open, 877-PLANNER. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. We're coming right back. Bucket Strategy Investing.
Are you worried we may see another stock market drop like the 2008 collapse? In a new video, Ray Lucia Jr. comments on investor concerns.
They're worried about what happens when this bull market eventually ends and how severe of a downturn there may be for them in the future.
If you're looking for some potential protection from volatility, learn about the risk buffer strategy by watching a free video now at riskbuffer.com.
For those investors who want to take some risk off the table of their longer-term portfolios, a risk buffer strategy may be appropriate for you.
Depending on the investor, there are many ways this strategy may potentially be added to your investment mix. Please take 10 minutes to watch a free video in which Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy and how it may work for you at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, an affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
If you were born on or after January 2nd, 1954, listen carefully. Recent changes enacted by the Social Security Administration as part of the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 may impact your Social Security benefits. The policy that previously enabled spouses at full retirement age to claim spousal benefits while allowing their own benefit to grow has been discontinued. This could mean the accrual of additional benefits may no longer be available to you. Changes will also soon be implemented regarding file and suspend claiming strategies. Find out the latest rules, regulations, and restrictions by calling the Social Security hotline at 800-838-0483. The call is free and may clarify some of the new Social Security rules that could affect your benefits. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you could be affected. Call 800-838-0483. 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Juna covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant. delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Talking to you about your money, strategy, retirement, saving, whatever. Whatever's on your mind, we're talking about it here. You just give us a call, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean here with Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, as we are every day. Now, if you're wondering what other programs we have, yeah, we've got a whole bunch more. In fact, one of our most popular, other than this one, has to do with Social Security, and it's called The Social Security Show, and we host it. I'm host with Professor Rick Plum, who is answering the questions every Tuesday afternoon. Starts at 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern time, and it's only at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com. You got to watch it online. It's about a half hour or so, but it's packed with information about laws, rules, changes. We're still talking about some of these changes that people are asking about, and taking your emails as well on the program. You can also call into the show. There's a way to do that if you go to WealthEd.com, which is where you would watch the program. You can find out there. Or if you happen to be watching, you see the phone number, 800-838-0483. That's our Social Security hotline. You can call that, ask your question, leave it there on the recorded hotline, message line, and we will answer it on the program. Once again, Social Security Show, Tuesday afternoons, 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern time. Don't miss it. It's only at WealthEd.com. Again, our number live on the air, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R, 877-752-6637. Some room on the phones right now. We'll get back to the calls in just a moment. We were talking, though, about, Professor Plum, about reverse mortgages, and we kind of just barely scratch the surface. So I want to get back into this. First of all, a reverse mortgage is exactly what it looks like. The bank is essentially giving you money back, money that you've put into your home.
In essence, it's a home equity line or a home equity loan where you're going to the bank and borrowing money. But unlike a traditional mortgage, I don't have to make a payment. I just let the mortgage accrue, what they call accrue. So it still has an interest rate. So if I borrow $100,000 and it has an interest rate of 6%, at the end of the first year, I'm going to owe $106,000. The house will owe $106,000. And so if I happen to die at that point, you know, my heirs have to pay off $106,000. Now, the way they're structured is they're not going to give you, if you have a house that's worth $200,000, they're not going to loan you $180,000. They're not going to loan you 80%, $160,000. They're going to loan you significantly less depending upon how old you are. Because one thing that the mortgage lender does not want to have happen is they do not want that mortgage to accrue, grow, to a point where it's worth more than the house. And so what they do is they use some calculation. They say, okay, the house is worth X, and we expect an appreciation of some amount of money over time based on how old you are. And so at no point in the life of this loan do we want the mortgage to be more than the expected value of the house. And so they back into it and they say, well, if we expect inflation to be 2%, 3%, not inflation, but in housing price appreciation to grow at X, and we expect life expectancy at age 85, pick a number, whatever they think it is, they're going to say, okay, we don't want it to be any more than that $200,000 house over the next 20 years. We don't want the loan to ever be more than $300,000. But the interest rate on the loan is higher than what the interest rate on the appreciation is. So it's like two lines, one starting at a lower number, traveling at a fast rate. If a train leaves St. Louis, and we're basically, you know, looking at those, and we never want them to catch up to each other. Well, we do, but the bank doesn't want the loan amount to ever increase at a rate that would put it in touch with the value. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't happen. We saw that happen with people that took reverse mortgages in 2006 and 7, where the value of their property, especially in the Vegas or Phoenix area, some of the Florida, some of the areas that were harder hit, took a major nosedive, and they owed a lot more on the reverse mortgage, and they still didn't have to make a payment. The mortgage bank can't throw them out, even if they don't make a payment. It's just the way it is. But typically, over longer periods of time, they look at certain thresholds. And that's why the younger you are, the less as a percentage of the value of the house that you can get out as a mortgage on a reverse mortgage. The older you are, the more that you can get as a percentage of the value of the house, because the mortgage doesn't have as long to accrue when you're older. And
you don't have much longer to accrue.
The reason
either.
It doesn't have that much longer to accrue is because you don't.
Exactly.
They're going to get paid back quicker.
In theory, that's the idea.
Yeah, I mean.
Yes, based on actuarial tables, that's exactly what's going to happen.
So how you go about doing it. Now, are they bad? Are they good? There are lots of things that have happened to them. There have been some rule changes in the last couple of years that I think actually makes it a little bit better. A little more difficult to get, but that doesn't mean that it's a bad thing. It just means that it's a better overall, I think. So when should, how should they be used? And are there ways to use them to your advantage? And yeah, there are. And in some cases, they're not okay.
877-PLANNER, by the way, is our number, PLANNER. If you've got questions on any of this, 877-752-6637, or questions, comments, whatever, on anything else that's on your mind from a financial standpoint. Reverse mortgages is really what we're referring to here for another minute or two. Now, you can't be 50 and be doing these things.
No, to get the federally backed ones, you have to be 62 years of age. Now, you can probably find some, you know, outside lender, you know, that has basically looking to steal a house from you. You can do it at any age. But they don't like making super, super, super long-term ones. So 62 is generally the youngest age. And generally, if it's a married couple, both spouses need to be 62, or whoever's on the title needs to be 62. And what I've seen is husband and wife, 62, 58, 59, they need an infusion of cash, and they will take one of the younger spouse off the title. And that way, the only owner of the house is 62 years of age or older, and they can then get the reverse mortgage. Is that a bad or a good thing? Well, there's some new rules that say that even if the younger spouse, you know, the spouse is younger, they can't just throw the surviving spouse out of the house. But they're going to underwrite it that way. Even though that person's not on it, they may give you a little less in the value because they know that it may be a little longer before they get paid back. But there are ways to do things. Mm-hmm. But generally, if you're that tight, then we need to find something else to do at 62 if your spouse is not 62. This comes into planning, and it comes into the hard decisions that some people have to make, that it just may be that you can't afford to stay in that house. I don't like that idea, but it is unfortunately a reality for some people.
If you're, say, age 62 and you're in that particular situation,
and you're that desperate for cash, and your spouse is younger than 62, and the only way to get the loan, I'm worried about the longevity. Unless neither one of you have very good longevity, and maybe your spouse has even worse longevity than you do, then, I mean, there's always special circumstances that make things somewhat more available. But in general terms, 62 is a problem if your spouse is not 62.
Now, I had a question come in. How long do I need to own the home before I'm eligible? Is this...
You actually don't need to own the home. There's a popular trend right now, especially where people are moving towards areas where the grandkids are. You know, I've been told that you don't move for your kids, you move for your grandkids. And so maybe your kids have taken up residency in another state. Maybe it's a more expensive state because that's where they were able to get the jobs. And they've got a good job, but you want to retire and you want to live somewhere near the grandkids, but it's a matter of it's expensive to live there. The house that you have won't cut it. There is something that we've seen called a reverse mortgage purchase, where you actually go into the purchase of the home with a reverse mortgage, a mortgage that you're not going to pay back. So maybe you're selling your house for $300,000 and you're moving to an area that's more expensive and it's going to take $450,000, $460,000 to get a new house that you could live in. Well, you take your $300,000 from the house that you had paid off, put it in, and you borrow $150,000 on a reverse mortgage, that gets you into the
right.
house, it gets you near the grandkids, it gets you without a payment where you need to be or want to be.
877-PLANNER. We'll take more of your calls when we come back. Bob and others, stick around. Don't go away. This is Bucket Strategy Investing. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. We're coming right back.
Dale Walmsley here. When I need a mortgage for my income properties, I call the experts at Texas Lone Star. Whether you're buying your first rent house or a 100-unit apartment complex, Texas Lone Star can help. They've been helping our members for years, and they can help you too. So contact Texas Lone Star today at 713-802-0606. That's 713-802-0606.
NMLS 2930038, 1533 Heights Boulevard, Houston, Texas 77008.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
A message from DAV to returning veterans. Thank you for doing your duty and doing our bidding. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way and putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for defending our freedom and displaying your honor. DAV thanks all veterans by fighting to get them the benefits and support they were promised. Visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
Know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with two sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. Birch Gold Group offers peace of mind for your nest egg through a rollover to an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the long-term stability that gold provides by investing in a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today at 888-999-1351 and receive their free information kit on gold. Call 888-999-1351. 888-999-1351.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Talking to you about your money, of course, that's what we do on this program. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. We just lost a couple folks on hold over the break, so if you've got questions, now is another good time to call, 877-752-6637. We got more emails to get to in just a little bit. As usual, if you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. So we're talking about reverse mortgages here, Professor Plum. You were mentioning before the break about the fact that you don't have to, there's no time limit.
There's no ownership length.
No ownership length with regard to reverse mortgage.
Right, you can use a reverse mortgage to purchase the property. I've seen this work several times. Like I mentioned, where somebody was moving from a moderate expense to a little bit more expensive so they could be near the grandkids in other areas. And that was basically the last house they ever wanted to own. And right. So they were going to live in it for the rest of their life. And so it could work out to their favor in this case. They got what they wanted. They were able to move into a house without a payment. So it's, from their standpoint, cash flow standpoint, as if it's free and clear. It's not, but that's, from their standpoint, it's free and clear. And they can live where they want to live. And if the numbers work out right, more power to them. Now, it obviously cuts down on the ultimate inheritance. Is that the most important thing?
No, and again, this is where it comes into play with the whole planning process, which is, I guess maybe you know of a scenario where it can fit really well into somebody's ultimate financial plan.
Well, a lot of times they use the home equity as the ace, you know, up their sleeve.
Right.
Where you don't consider the home at any portion of your retirement for creating an income. But if you feel that you're a little bit tight, but and you model out your portfolio and it gets you to about age 88, 89, and you say, well, if I run out of money, if I'm still here at 90 and I've run out or get close to running out of money, I always have the reverse mortgage in my back pocket if I need it. So maybe when you're out about 85, 86, you look like you're doing very well physically, mentally, and the portfolio isn't doing as well. Maybe at that point you consider a reverse mortgage. It's not something that a lot of people want to consider right away, but it is in the back pocket. And when you get older, you tend to be able to get a lot more money out of the current value of the house. Hopefully by that time the value has gone up and the percentage that you're allowed to borrow has gone down. Now, a lot of people will also use reverse mortgages when they're getting into retirement because the payment in many respects is the largest expense they have in their retirement projection. They may be able to use a reverse mortgage to get rid of the payment. So it's not that they want to take money out necessarily. They just want to stop making the payment. So maybe the house is worth $350,000, $400,000, and they still owe $100,500 or whatever. And they say, you know what, I'm carrying a $1,500 a month payment. It'll be paid off in 15 years, but I'll be 80 plus years old by that time. So some people will look at it and say, I'm going to retire. I'll do a reverse mortgage, and that'll give me basically an $18,000, in that example, $1,500 a month, raise, mm-hmm. because now I don't have to make that payment. So it depends on how the individual's looking to use it. They have put some new restrictions on a reverse mortgage in the last couple of years. One is that even without the payment, you still have to, they are somewhat underwritten now, whereas before, because you're not making a payment, you don't have the same underwriting process. You don't have to show income to support the loan because there's no loan payment to support. But before, they didn't really look at anything. They looked at the equity in the house and said, well, you got equity. Here's the money. But then people didn't have enough income to pay for the upkeep on the house. They didn't have enough income to pay for the taxes on the house.
And those are two requirements, by the way.
Now those are two requirements.
Yes.
You have to show that you are able to maintain the house and to keep up with the property taxes. So my idea on that, though, is that is an important issue, because if you have a decent asset, a house that's paid for, and you're in a situation where you don't have any other savings and you can't afford the house even without the mortgage, is it something, or I mean, and you're using it to, especially if you're using it to pay off the mortgage, it may be better to sell at the house and move to something downsize. Even if you don't want to, you may need to downsize to get away from the expenses of the maintenance and the upkeep and the property taxes. Not always, but maybe that's something we need to look at, is downsizing. And unfortunately for a lot of people, because of this, you know, retirement crisis they talk about, where we haven't saved enough, we have to make decisions about the mortgage. Are you going to be able to carry that mortgage through retirement? Now, I was talking with a 70-some-year-old individual the other day, and they just went to a new 30-year mortgage. They changed their payment. They didn't necessarily like the payment they had. They had 25 years left. They were able to reduce their interest rate, and they stretched it back to another 30 years.
So they refinanced, but now instead of 25, they got 30
years. So instead of being paid off at age 96, it'll be paid off at 101. Their attitude was, that's not going to happen. It may come down when they're in their 80s that they say, you know what, I don't like even this lower payment, and I'll do a reverse mortgage on that and be able to boost their cash flow. Now, there's two ways to boost your cash flow. Either create more cash flow or reduce your expenses. Reverse mortgages are a way of potentially reducing your expenses. That's one way to look at it. Another way is that you just use it to invest. Now, there's a lot of people selling these that say, as soon as you're 62, borrow every dime you can out of your house and invest it. And I'm not as big of a fan on that. I'm just not that big of a fan on that. I'm sorry. There are expenses associated with doing a reverse mortgage. There is an interest rate. So be able to invest it, you have to assume that you can do better than the cost that the mortgage is creating. And there's two costs. There's not just the upfront cost, but there's the interest rate, and then there's also an insurance cost. So the combined ones, you've got to be able to beat that number. That's a guarantee. So if that's 6%, 7%, 8%, you've got to believe that you can get a better rate of return than that 6, 7, 8%. And if you could only get 7, 8, 9%, that's not enough rate of return. You've got to really expect to do 8, 9, 10, or 12. I don't think that's reasonable. And so I don't like doing them to invest right away. But I don't mind them being used to reduce my expenses if I have to, or later in time, you know, when I'm in my late 70s, early 80s, to be able to create more cash flow without an ongoing, you know, payment. And so those do work really well.
877-PLANNER. I want to take a couple more calls. 877-752-6637. We do have a little bit of room on the phones. In fact, we still have three lines open. So I said a little bit of room. We got more than I thought. 877-752-6637. Let's move next to Rosie in Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Rosie.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay. I'm calling because I'm being pitched something that I don't actually even know what it is. And so, of course, I wanted to call you guys first and see what you think about it. It's
okay,
a bond income mutual fund.
Bonds generally create income. How old are you, Rosie?
42.
What is this money that you're saving for? What are you going to use it for? What's it for? Is it for something and then, you know, 5, 10 years down the line? Is it something 20 years down the line?
Yeah, we're looking, this would be like for retirement.
I'm not a big fan of bond income mutual funds. Bonds, by their very nature, create income. How much income depends on the type of bond you're looking at and the length of maturities. The shorter the bond is, as far as when it's going to mature, when they pay back the bond, the less it's going to earn. The longer it is between now and when the bond matures and you get your principal back from the face amount, the higher the potential rate of return. The lower the credit quality, the higher the rate, the higher the yield, the cash flow. So, you know, high quality, short-term bonds, which are the least volatile, have the least amount of income coming from them as well. So for somebody who's looking 15, 20 years down the line, I'm not a fan of bond mutual funds because they don't have a lot of growth opportunity, and their cash flow, the yield, that income that they're talking about, is in the maybe 3 and 4% range, and it's difficult, maybe 5. If you're getting into the junk bonds, maybe 6. I think that over a 15, 20-year period of time, you'd be better served with mutual funds that invest in stocks, ETFs that invest in stocks, a diversified growth portfolio where they have about the same amount of volatility expected going forward, but you have a better return potential. You know, both of them have potential for the future. One has more potential, in my opinion, that would be the equities, over a 15, 20-plus year period of time. The bonds, they have a problem if interest rates go up. Now, I don't know if or when interest rates are going to go up. I do suspect that they will go up at some point in the future. I don't think they're going to go down much from here. Where bonds do very well, and where people are getting confused right now, is bonds do very well when interest rates go down. Now, for the past 20, 30 years, we've had, until about 5 years ago, we've had basically a downward trend in interest rates, which means that bonds have been doing very, very well for the past 15, 20, 30 years. And so people look at historical rates of return and say, well, wow, that's been a great historical return. I like that investment based on its historical returns. But then you have to put in today's economic environment and say, is that likely to continue? No. The only way those types of returns can continue is if interest rates drop significantly in the future. We're pretty much at historical lows.
Yeah,
it's going to be tough for interest rates to go significantly lower than they are today.
Now, I know, Professor, I know we've been Rosie, I think we may have lost the line, so that's fine. But call back if you need to. But maybe we'll talk more about this after the break. You know, we were saying we're at historical lows
5 years ago.
5 years ago.
And we went lower.
6 years ago. And we actually did go lower at
but
some
it's not
point.
Significantly lower, not a huge amount lower.
No, it isn't. And even if you could go a little bit lower, once again, how much lower could it go? There's a whole lot more room on the higher side.
But is it going to go up anytime soon? Who knows?
Well, it's probably at some point. What is soon anymore?
I don't know. Rates anyway, right?
Who knows? All right, 877-PLANNER. More calls, emails, etc. when we come back.
It's one of the most common concerns for stock market investors.
Nobody knows when the next market collapse is going to happen.
Ray Lucia Jr. on the Risk Buffer Investment Strategy.
Really, the question is, how do we prepare for the next market downturn?
Many investors fear another severe market drop.
They remember 2008 like it's yesterday, and they're looking for ideas and concepts where they may be able to protect some of their portfolio. And that's where a risk buffer potentially comes in.
Spend 10 minutes watching a video that explains the risk buffer concept and where it may fit in your investment strategy. Now online at riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com.
Within the strategy itself, there's lots of ways to customize it.
Ray Lucia Jr. explains the risk buffer strategy in a free video. Go to riskbuffer.com. That's riskbuffer.com. A risk buffer strategy involves purchase of a variable annuity, which is a long-term investment product. Guarantees are based on the claims-paying ability of the issuer subject to their terms and conditions. Ray Lucia Jr. is the CEO of Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, and affiliate of Lucia Capital Group.
Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take the spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security Hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast and it's easy to use, designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobile One full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobile One offers premium protection for all cars, premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobile One synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest.
We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services. And take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5471. That's 800-600-5471. 800-600-5471.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER. Hey, we got some lines open, so give us a call with your money questions, 877-752-6637. And guess what? Another hour is coming up after this one. We've got some more emails to get to. We will read as many of those as we can. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealtheds.com. WEALTH. Got to spell it out. WealthEd.com at the Find Your Answer link. Yes, we will get to some of those in just a bit. Now, before the break, we were talking with Rosie in Atlanta, who I guess had to go, but her question was a good one, and it has to do with, she was, I guess, being pitched a bond, what they call bond income fund, kind of a redundant phrase, I would guess, because oftentimes bonds are bought for income, but a bond mutual fund. And really, the bigger question is this. And we had this question last week, and I'll bring it up to you now. Are bonds really still the place to be? Because you've got risks
for
to
what?
Bonds.
Well, are stocks the place to be? Before you can answer the question, for what?
Right.
Are they the place to be for what? For short-term investments? No. For long-term potential growth? Yes, stocks are the place. Are bond funds the place to be? For what? For long-term growth? No. For a diversification tool, maybe. For shorter term, if you're using shorter term bonds, can you make them fit into an appropriate area? Sure.
It used to be, and I guess it, to some degree it still is. People would put, part of their money in stocks as the quote-unquote risky part, and then they try to mitigate some of that risk by putting some of it into bonds. And
right.
They would say, if I have the right balance between risk and quote-unquote safety on the bond side, I should be okay.
And part of that risk mitigation was the fact that bonds didn't have the volatility.
Right.
When we were dealing with 4% and 5% average returns, volatility wasn't the worst thing. I mean, we still got the returns. We were able to dollar cost average the interest. But now interest rates have come down, and you're not getting the return, but you have the same, if not more, volatility expectation on a bond fund because we are at lower rates. Before, we were at higher rates, and there was kind of an equal movement of up and down in interest rates. And so we had a better risk temperament, for those particular areas. Now, with interest rates down near historical lows, the risk is more on the upside with interest rates, which means bad news for bonds, than it is an equal distance up or down. And while we're holding them, we're really not being rewarded. Before, when interest rates were higher, we actually got some reward for having the risk that we were taking. And in my opinion, the risk was slightly less. The variability was a little less than it is now, at least from an overall up-down standpoint. Now we're not getting paid for the risk that we're taking. And if I'm going to have volatility in my portfolio, and it's a long enough portfolio to handle the volatility, I want to get paid. I want to get paid for that. I want to get rewarded for the risk that I'm taking. And that right now is typically not in bonds. Now, over the last couple of years, long bonds have done okay. Why? Because contrary to expectations, interest rates went down. even though last December the Fed raised rates. No, it raised a rate, one rate, a super, super overnight short-term rate.
That we don't have access to. Only the banks have access to that.
And it had nothing to do with the bond market as a whole, especially when you get to the intermediate and long-term areas. That's more of an economic condition. And the raising of the rates didn't really prop up the economy. Well, maybe it did, and we just didn't notice it. But people aren't all that thrilled with the economy. And so interest rates on the intermediate to long-term side actually came down. Now, I mean, we saw when the Fed raised rates last December, the 10-year Treasury was, what, about 2.3, 2.2, 2.2, 2.3%?
Yeah, so it was 2.2-something, yeah.
And then it went down as low as 1.6 and change. It's currently in the mid-1.8s. Yeah, that's a pretty sizable drop from where it was, even though interest rates went up, right? Well, only one interest rate went up. The Fed only has really control over one interest rate. So what is the risk that you're facing?
Yeah.
What is the reward that you're being paid for that risk? What is the use for the money?
Okay, so here's where we get into. We don't have a ton of time, and maybe we can just continue this discussion next hour. But we talk about, you know, somebody say, well, wait a minute, a bond? I mean, there's default risk, I suppose, if you're...
If you're dealing with a Treasury bond risk, you don't have default risk.
So they say, well, then what is the risk? I get this question all the time. I mean, I lend, well, you don't really lend. I put money into a bond fund, or I put it into a Treasury, and I say, okay, for the next 5 years, 2 years, 10 years, whatever it is, I'm going to be getting X interest rate, and at the end of that period, I'm going to get all my money back. Somebody say, well, where's the risk in that? Let's explain what we're talking about.
Well, the risk is that you need the money back before the end of the holding period. So, and the longer the holding period, the more susceptible to risk I am, the more volatility I'll experience. Because I may, if I buy in today at a 10-year treasury at 1.85%, I'm getting my 1.85% every year, but what happens if in 3, 4, 5 years, interest rates go back to a more normalized interest rate number and a 5-year bond would earn 4%? Now, I don't know that's going to happen, and we're just using it for illustration here. But a bond with the same maturity that my bond has, 5 more years, I'm only earning 1.85 on my bond, but a new bond would give me 5%, 4%, something of that nature. So I'm either missing out on a bunch of return that I could otherwise get, or if I wanted to sell my bond right there, or unfortunately had to sell my bond at that point, I'm not going to get the face amount for it. If you're going to buy a bond at that time, and you've got the choice of buying a bond, a treasury, with 5 years remaining on it, one with a 5% interest rate, one with a 1.85% interest rate, which one are you going to buy? And so for me to entice you to buy my bond, the one that's only paying 1.85%, I got to lower the value. So if it was a $10,000 bond, I'm going to have to drop it quite a bit. Basically, I have to create equalize the current value to what I could have gotten over time with the other newer bond at that case.
Yep.
So it's when interest rates go up, current bond prices go down. Existing bond prices go down. When interest rates go down, existing bond prices go up. That's why we saw such great rates of return in the historical bond markets, because A, they were paying a lot more, but B, when they came down in interest rates, we could sell them and create a lot more capital gain on those issues.
Right. We saw that it was the 30-year bond. It was the 30-year bond bull market.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Think back to the early 1980s when we had interest rates. You know, you could buy bonds for 12%, 13%, 14%.
Long-term.
In some cases, long-term. And these were actually safe bonds.
And these were highly rated companies.
Yeah.
Like General Motors. No, we won't talk about
that
one.
No. But you had that. And what created, as interest rates came down, hey, if you're holding an 8%, you know, government bond.
And everybody else's, you know, brand new issues of similar maturities are
6%,
paying.
6%, 5%.
4%,
3%. Just imagine how much that's worth.
It's like a little gold mine.
Absolutely.
And so the risk is if you have to sell it between now and maturity. Or the risk is the loss of opportunity potential.
There's more to say. We're out of time. If you need the Brain Trust, you can talk to Professor Plum or any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors. The Brain Trust, off the air, 800-644-1150. 800-644-1150. Our number, 877-PLANNER. Give us a call. We're coming right back with more.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.